Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, Singapore is primed to embrace the next wave of technological disruption brought about by artificial intelligence, better known as AI, which is expected to bring new conveniences in modern living and massive economic benefits. However, there is a global talent shortage of individuals such as data scientists with the experience and training needed to develop AI models in various AI disciplines. And not to mention implementing the computing infrastructure is a tall order. Well, to tackle this issue, Sentient.io is launching Singapore's first AI as a service platform designed for software developers with a catalogue of about 50 microservices, of which more than 20 are AI-based microservices. Well, we speak to Christopher Yeo, CEO and founder of Sentient.io, who will provide insights on the AI industry and how this Singapore startup plans to plug AI skills gap with pre-trained microservices. Well, tell us, Christopher, welcome to the show. Tell us more about the rate of AI adoption here in Singapore and its growth.
Hi there. Yes, Singapore is a very fast adopter of AI these days, and I think both the government as well as private organizations are beginning to embrace the use of AI within the organization. So I think the take-up rate is pretty fast, and the AI has come in various forms. For example, you can enhance your OCR with AI. You can do product recommendations with AI. And I think many organizations, including SMEs today, are beginning to understand how to use AI within the organization.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Christopher, often, why do tech giants see Singapore as the next artificial intelligence hub?
That's a very good question. I think today, fortunately, we have very good universities in Singapore, and that has created quite a good talent pool. The other thing that contributed to the rise of the number of people, talent here in Singapore for AI, is the venture capitalists and the capital market. So many VCs are now coming into Singapore to fund startups here. And this has attracted many AI talents from countries, not just countries in our region, but also as far away as Europe. So I bumped into people from Ukraine, people from Hungary. They're all here, including Spain. And these are very talented programmers as well as data scientists. They're all coming into Singapore.
Mm-hmm. We know for a fact, Chris, that recruiting data scientists for AI and machine learning seems to be a challenge in the industry. I mean, especially the really top talent there. What do you think are some of the implications for this?
Yes, I think these talents are very rare because it's already very hard to find capable programmers. Now, if you want to consider people who are well-trained in mathematics, in artificial intelligence, I think that's like less than 0.5% of all the programmers anywhere in the world. Two things need to happen. Number one is that either our institutions train more people who are good in AI, or we really have to start recruiting people as far away as both US or Europe or India.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that is a challenge. It's still a challenge today.
Mm-hmm. Well, this whole AI wave is poised to hit the business world even harder in 2020, the new year. I mean, many software developers still lack the required expertise in the field to kind of properly incorporate it into their apps. So what is Sentient.io doing to kind of close these gaps?
So what we believe in is AI as a service. Now, we know that programmers will find it very hard to build AI models from scratch. It would be difficult for them to understand how to tune and construct AI models. So what we do in Sentient is that we pre-build many of these AI models for specific domains. For example, local Singapore accented speech is a type of model that we have. Computer vision for object detection is another model. So what we do is that once we've pre-constructed all these models, we just expose them as APIs that programmers can very easily incorporate into their existing code. So it takes no more than 10 minutes for them to look for the type of APIs that they need, copy and paste the API calling endpoint, and they're running. We host the models for them as well in our cloud solution. So it really makes it easy for software developers to get on board the whole AI bandwagon by incorporating pre-built AI algorithms, and they can do that in 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, Christopher Yeo is the CEO and founder of Sentient.io. Well, Christopher, the app aims at eliminating the need for any specialized training in AI, as you mentioned. So does this mean that anybody can be a software developer? And if yes, how so?
Well, so long as a person has training in programming, whether they know how to use Java as a programming language or Python as a programming language, as long as they have some basic understanding of programming languages, they can actually use our AI as a service platform for them. It's currently not geared towards business users like analysts. Now, it might be a bit more difficult for them to be able to use our platform.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, who are you kind of aiming to attract to this AI as a service offering? And how much growth do you anticipate?
The good thing about running an AI as a service in our cloud is that we're not geographically restricted. So anybody, any programmer, whether they are in Brazil or Hungary or Ukraine or India, they can just register for an account and they start using the platform. However, because many of our models are pre-built, we need to be very domain specific in the beginning. So domains, for example, like transportation industry, logistics industry, and then horizontal domains like local speech. So it has to be very targeted. Being so targeted means that we're not able to meet all use cases that there are in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really targeting at those programmers in very specific industries.
Mm-hmm. Well, Sentient.io is one of the growing number of companies that are broadening access to AI capabilities amid the global shortage of data scientists and AI talent. What else are you doing to kind of lure talent into this industry?
I think one of the important things is that AI scientists and data scientists are very eager to work with people who understand their lingo, understand their domain. They really like to be around teams who are very, very good in their work. They want to be respected. They want to be seen as being part of a fast-growing AI team. So that's one way in which we need to be able to foster that kind of community within an organization. So Sentient's doing a lot of work in creating a very nice working environment for good, talented AI skill set. So that helps a lot in attracting some of these people. And of course, the challenges that we let them work on has to be something very interesting for them. For example, one of the things we're very interested in looking at is how might AI models be created to generate more specific AI models automatically. So that's a very interesting problem that they would like to chew on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what are some of your future plans going into 2020, which is really just around the corner? Any further expansion plans for Sentient.io?
Yes, so Sentient.io is currently working with clients in Singapore and the region. 2020, we're expanding our base into Japan. And currently, we've found many, many Japanese corporations who are beginning to be very interested in incorporating AI within their organization. So Japan is a very interesting place for us to start expanding our operations into. We are also interested in diving deeper into countries like Indonesia and India, where there are many programmers now that are coming on stream. We would like to be able to help them quickly onboard AI solutions into their game. And of course, the other important thing that we want to be able to do is to start working with both universities and startups in the world today. If they have great algorithms, we would like to partner with them to put their algorithms on our platform. We want to help them monetize the good work that they've already done.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Yeo, CEO and founder of Sentient.io. Sounds like you've got big plans or in store for 2020, yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on air today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.